I'd just like to officially welcome everyone to our Wednesday Product Education Conference call. My name is Amy, and I'm one of the owners and founders of PHP, and we're really lucky to have with us each and every Wednesday David Sandoval, who is the other owner and founder of Platinum Health Products. He's an author. He's a lecturer. He's been all over the world, you know, educating. It's really his passion to help people to lead a better quality of life. And his message, or the way to do that, is by eating better and by using whole foods in the diet. And so what we're here to talk about tonight is a subject that people might say, that's weird. Nobody wants to gain weight. Who wants to gain weight? Everybody that I know wants to lose weight. But I think you'll be surprised. There's many reasons why people are underweight, for all the way from ego to being elderly. And so we're going to cover that tonight, because I bet you once we talk about this and you listen to it, you're going to go, yeah, that applies to that person. Yeah, that applies to that person. Yeah, that applies to that person in my life. And so this is really valuable information that at first you may think, I don't need to know about this. I need to learn how to lose weight and teach people to lose weight. But there are many of us out there I'm not in that category, but there are many people out there that are underweight and need to know how to gain weight properly. So welcome, Dave. Thank you so much for being on the line with us tonight, and thanks for all the research you've done on this subject.
No problem. I think you know that I have been I am, since I changed to a primarily raw food diet and a living food diet, I've struggled with looking in the mirror and saying, wow, you know, I'm not the husky guy that I once was, you know. And that has been a little bit tough on my ego to not see, you know, broader shoulders or bigger arms or whatever, as I had when I was at, they say, you know, my playing weight of 205 pounds. And at 180, 25 pounds lighter, oh, no doubt I'm much healthier, and no doubt that that I'm in just as good a shape. But there are some people who really like that bulky look. Myself, I would never trade my health for that, quote, look. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
But there are times when some people simply cannot put on enough weight and keep that weight on, and it is okay to say, well, maybe it's a little bit of ego, but I think it's okay to help those people put on those extra 5 or 6 pounds that maybe insulate them better, make them feel, you know, better protected, you know, and not get cold as often, things like that. So there's nothing wrong with wanting to bulk up a little. I think what we're talking about is you never want to push it to the point to where your obsession with gaining weight is equal to that obsession with losing weight, to the point to where it becomes unhealthy because you're constantly looking at your body image and disapproving of yourself. That's unhealthy emotionally, and it is unhealthy, ultimately healthy, you know, for your health physiologically because of the stress that you put yourself under. So within reason, we want to help people who, for ego purposes, would like to gain weight.
Absolutely.
Now, Amy, what I'd like you to do, if you don't mind, is tell people clinically what is the description of being underweight.
Okay, sure. Well, to be considered underweight, a person must be under what is considered a healthy weight relative to their size. In other words, an adult woman with a BMI, which stands for body mass index, below 19.1, or an adult male with a BMI below 20.7 is considered underweight, while any adult individual with a BMI below 17.5 is considered very underweight. In general, as with weight loss, purposeful weight gain may be acceptable within certain limits, but obsessive weight gain is just as unhealthy of an obsession as weight loss can be. So it looks like basically for women, anyone below 19.1, for men, anyone below 20.7 on the BMI scale, and if anyone hits below, male or female, below 17.5, that is a very serious condition. So, Dave, can you tell us a little bit? We're talking about this BMI or this body mass index thing. What exactly is that, so people can get a better understanding?
Well, imagine that you have four basic components to the body mass index. Your height and weight are one, but the relative percentages of fat to muscle are the other. And so this combination of height, weight, fat, and muscle will determine what your body mass index is. And of course, for some people, when you push your body mass index up into the 30s, then you're looking at going, wow, there's this really high ratio of fat. But when you push your ratio way, way down into the low 20s, now you're looking and saying there's so little fat. And it isn't necessarily that, you know, again, there has to be a healthy medium, and the body mass index could identify what that, quote, healthy medium is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, why don't you talk a little bit about and tell us what could be the causes of getting to a body mass index that's so low to be considered underweight or severely underweight?
Well, there are so many reasons, and this is such a complex issue that we really need to listen closely, or else it could be easy to take your eye off the ball here. There are so many reasons for people being underweight. Let's start with eating disorders like anorexia and bulimia. These were addressed by and in our Superfoods for Supermodels program, which is really a battle plan for anorexia and bulimia. Another reason are disease. The most serious diseases like hyperthyroidism, which is an overactive thyroid gland, but it gets worse. It could be colitis. It could be lupus. There are other reasons that are of a less serious nature, but just absolutely as difficult to deal with. For example, old age, or somebody who has a sedentary lifestyle, who spends far too much time without exercise, and their muscles simply, you know, they waste away. Or the inability to properly chew food because you have bad teeth, Amy. That leads to incomplete digestion, and as a consequence, the nourishment of the tissue never properly takes place. Now, others who may need to gain weight healthily include those, of course, who are undergoing chemotherapy, people with cancer, or people with AIDS whose treatments impact digestion and weight dramatically. So those are... those are the primary reasons we came up with. Those are the conditions that we identified, Amy. And what's interesting is there are so many similarities, believe it or not, in the remedy, that it's okay if we group them all together, not necessarily in a battle plan against each of those conditions, which may exist on another level, but for the purpose of gaining weight, there are so many similarities. This is a weight gain battle plan, but some of the root causes of being underweight could be quite varied, and I thought it wouldn't be fair if we didn't list each of them and give them some sort of credence.
Absolutely. Well, also, you were sharing with me earlier some facts that you had learned during your research about, like, the percentage of people or percentage of Americans that actually are considered to be underweight. Do you have that figure with you?
Yeah, it's about 10% of Americans are considered to be underweight, and about 5% of Americans voluntarily consider themselves underweight or are trying to gain weight, even though clinically they are not, you know, they're not actually unhealthy because of their weight.
So that would be like the people that are trying to gain weight for ego purposes, perhaps,
correct.
I guess.
Exactly.
Or athletes.
Let's say you're a football player, you know, and you're trying to put on that extra 10 pounds, that type of thing. Sometimes it could be that. Now, something else that you know, Amy, is because you are a great example. You are extremely thin, and yet you are extremely healthy. So just because you're thin does not mean that you are not healthy. We have proven that a very low-calorie diet, so long as it is with the proper nourishment, a nutrient-rich, low-calorie diet, we've proven that that is the diet that leads to the longest lifespan. So we're only talking about when a disease or a condition in the body causes you to not be able to have a healthy weight. And then, of course, we are willing to help those people who, for whatever reason, would like to have healthy weight gain to fill out their body and look the way that they say want to in clothes, you might say.
Exactly.
Or out of clothes, whatever.
Well, let's talk about some signs and symptoms or some things that can start to, you know, show that you are in that category of being underweight? And one, or some things that happen. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, why don't I get things started? Then I want you to sort of take them one at a time. The first sign and symptom clearly is that you're cold, like you get cold when other people are warm. You eat the same amount of food as other people, but you can't seem to gain weight. You're always sick. Whenever any bug that passes through town, you're the one who gets it. And also, you go to the bathroom a lot. You go to the toilet maybe. You know, we talk about going, you know, and evacuating your colon, you know, 2 to 3 times a day is being healthy. You might do that 4, 5, or 6 times a day. So, you know, these are some of the signs and symptoms that you are, you know, that you're underweight. But the main symptom is you look in the mirror and dang, girl, you look way too skinny. You know, you can see those chest bones or something like that, like you see those movie stars and actresses. So, but Amy, we put together a list of diseases, actually, and conditions that are the reasons why I found primarily that I would like to help people who are underweight. And why don't you take us down that list, because it's a pretty long list.
Well, cool. Well, I also wanted to highlight kind of the overlying thing that with each of these and in everything except perhaps the ego weight gain is lowered immunity and subsequently more illness, which means less productivity, more time away from work, you know, more healthcare costs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So
you know it.
So this is something that it's not just about looking better in clothes. You know, it is a serious issue. So anyway, with that said, hyperthyroidism, which is an overactive thyroid gland, that is one of the conditions. I'll just list them real quick that we've written down here. Colitis is one of them, having parasites. Getting up there in age is one of them. Of course, anorexia and bulimia is another condition that leads to or, you know, causes. So going back to hyperthyroidism, which again is the overactive thyroid, there's an inability to gain weight or build muscle when eating the same foods as others. So you sit around and say, gosh, I'm eating the same amount as my wife or my husband or my kids, and I just am a rail, and they're gaining weight. You know, something might be wrong.
Exactly. And could you hear me well?
Yeah, it's okay. Uh-huh.
Exactly. That is it. And, you know, another thing is, like, sometimes if you eat a meal, let's say, and there's something, you know, that you eat where there's color in it, let's say corn or peppers, and you notice that just a few hours later you could detect that food in your stool, it's pretty obvious that you're having a decreased transit time, and as a consequence, complete digestion cannot occur, and so there's malabsorption of nutrients. And that leads to underweight, and that's certainly a part of hyperthyroidism as well.
Absolutely. Also, becoming easily fatigued or irritable. Well, I know I'm not underweight, but easily fatigued and irritable, maybe. But absolutely, if your body is not nourished, you can become tired very easily. And also, when you're not feeding your brain, you can start snapping at people where you normally wouldn't be when you're not getting those nutrients that you need to your brain.
Exactly. It's for whatever reason, you know, that could happen. You know, when you're lacking blood glucose level, and that's important for the brain. Now, there are some other reasons also that are associated with hyperthyroidism. You tend to have looser looking skin. You tend to, you know, age prematurely, and your ability to concentrate and to, you know, to thermoregulate, you tend to get cold easily.
Freezing, right? Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And of course, if you have hyperthyroidism, you know it. You should go and you should find out if these symptoms seem like they're you, have your thyroid checked out. But why don't you tell us a little about colitis?
Well, colitis, if you see blood in your stool, or if you have excess gas, abdominal pain, and or unexplained bloating, those could be signs of colitis.
Yeah, with every meal, if you get bloated up, you know, definitely. And colitis could be minor, and it could be very major. And again, if you have colitis, you definitely know it. Now, the next thing, people don't always know that they're affected by this. Like, people with hyperthyroidism probably know. If you have colitis, you definitely know. But the next thing, people don't always know, do they?
Well, no. Most of us don't know that we may have a parasite. And there are numerous different parasites. And so it's, the signs and symptoms are varied. There may not be any signs and symptoms of having a parasite. But sometimes you might see the parasites in your stool.
Exactly. Now, there's a great website, and this website actually, a great story that was written about parasites. It is the best story I've ever seen written about parasites. And it is at nationalgeographic.com. I think it's called natgeo.com or something like that, but nationalgeographic.com. And you search parasites, and they have the most comprehensive. They talk about all of the parasites that affect humans, how they get into the human body, what known treatments they are, and of course, the treatments they give are almost always the over-the-counter stuff, but they also give some natural remedies. I say ignore their information other than
as far
about
as treatment,
the parasites.
They have great information.
Yes, great information about the parasites themselves. And they will give some great information about how to tell whether you have them or not. Now, some things are just like everything. It's almost wear and tear. How does age take its toll on our ability to properly digest or perhaps suffer from malnutrition?
Well, a lot of times that older people begin to lose their teeth, and so they begin to lose the ability to properly chew. And when chewing is diminished, there's an inability to extract the nutrients from the food that you're eating, and so that can lead to malabsorption. So it's like you're putting things down the hatch, but you're not getting any benefit out of them. A lot of times when that chewing process isn't there.
And then the lack of physical activity, perhaps?
Absolutely. Like, this is something that my family's going through personally with my grandmother. She's dropped many, many pounds, and since we've had to put her into a nursing home after a stroke, and it's just really sad. I think also depression is something that happens with older people. They're not happy with the state of their bodies. They're not happy with the state of their minds.
They just don't eat.
And they just don't eat, you know. And
wow, that is really, really, like, heart-wrenching and so true. Thank you for reminding us that, you know, it's more than just chewing as you get older. Now, some people actually impose this condition upon themselves, though, don't they? It has nothing to do with a disease that is perhaps,
a medical condition we spoke of.
But it certainly is a real serious problem. Why don't you touch a little bit on our next cause of unhealthy weight?
Well, that would be anorexia and bulimia, which are psychological conditions that, you know, that are eating disorders and are very, very serious. I mean, we've seen, unfortunately, numerous models in the news or numerous people in the news that have died recently from these conditions. So this is very serious. And like you were saying, it's self-imposed, whether it's a mental issue, whether it's caused by depression or poor self-esteem and body image or just pressure to fit in their field of work. It's a very serious condition.
And we took this on, we took this problem head on, and we actually got some media exposure for our plan, and a lot of media people are now using our plan called Superfoods for Supermodels that will show people how they can be very thin but very, very healthy. Because as we said, being thin doesn't have to mean being unhealthy. But again, there are conditions that lead to the weight loss or the inability to maintain weight. Those are serious conditions. And we can, in effect, reverse those conditions with some simple lifestyle changes. Now, many of the symptoms that we had mentioned earlier pertain to eating disorders, as we said. And so for more information, why don't you tell them how they could get the Superfoods for Supermodels sort of data?
Well, you can go to our website at www.phporder.com, and there's a link. There's a beautiful girl in a pink dress. You can click on that, and you can read all about and all the protocols. And there's a paper, a several-page article written by Dave, all about anorexia, bulimia, and the treatment protocols that he spelled out for that, right on the website.
Perfect, perfect.
So, there's many, many underlying causes that basically produce the same symptom, which is being underweight, you know, whether it's depression, whether it's hypothyroidism. So whether it's physical or psychological, you're ending up with the same symptom. So that's why we kind of group this all together, because we usually say treat the underlying cause, but on this battle plan, we're kind of talking about let's treat the symptom, but so many of the products or so many of the suggestions are similar. That's why we went ahead and grouped it all together this way.
Absolutely. And the truth of the matter is, this diet that we are going to recommend is going to, like, it's a combination of foods that you'll eat that are going to help you gain weight healthfully, and supplements that you'll use, which will help to correct the underlying conditions that lead to the inability to digest food properly, the inability to absorb nutrients, the inability to properly eliminate the toxic matter that's in your body, relieve the burden on your liver. All of these things are going to take place. And as a consequence, each of the conditions, whether it be hyperthyroidism or colitis, whether it be lupus, whether it be any number of conditions, we are going to address it in a very direct fashion through the foods that we recommend. So let's talk a little bit about what is our next subject. Let's talk a little bit about the
We call this section of the battle plan treatment and prevention, but this is where we talk about lifestyle modifications. This is where we talk about dietary suggestions as well as nutritional supplements. So let's talk a little bit about diet, Dave. I know one thing is multiple meals per day, smaller meals per day. And it's funny because that's what so many doctors are recommending also for weight loss. So that seems to be kind of ironic. But tell us a little bit about that philosophy in regards to weight gain.
Well, the thing is that we want to have smaller meals, high in the past we've talked about very low calorie and nutrient dense foods. Now we're going with higher calorie and nutrient dense foods. That's the primary difference between the weight loss and the weight gain battle plan, are the number of calories. In addition to that, we are going to have many similarities except for the foods that, again, are consumed and perhaps the ratios. For weight loss, for example, we have coconut oil because it helps to burn fat. But in this battle plan, we're not going to have coconut oil because that's not one of our goals. So there are similarities, but there's differences. But eating multiple meals is one of those similarities. What I want to point out is that in the person who typically is underweight, we find a high level of lactose intolerance and gluten intolerance, known as celiac disease. So many people who are unable to gain weight should start out by being checked for a lactose intolerance or a gluten intolerance. A low level lactose and gluten intolerance could really set your digestive system out of whack and lead to many of these underlying problems. So in diet, the first thing I say is get checked for lactose and gluten intolerance.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Probably the next thing, Amy, is when you eat your meals, you want to keep them sort of separate. You don't want to eat meat with dairy. You don't want to eat meat with carbohydrates. It's too complex of
your
a digestive process.
Exactly.
For your body. Now, most people can get away with it to a little bit. People with this condition cannot. You are having a difficulty, Amy. Most of the people with these conditions have a seriously compromised digestive tract. Their intestines and their stomach and their colon, they're just simply not doing their job properly. And what we want to do is we want to push those organs into a cycle of digestion. We want to slow down the rate at which your body is processing food. We want to accelerate the rate at which this food enters your body completely digested, and that's why we're going to suggest the smaller multiple meals. And when you eat meat, just have the meat. When you have carbohydrate, just have the pasta or the rice or the bread. And when you have dairy, just have that dairy. Fruits and vegetables should be eaten separately as well. We talk about the need to chew food completely. Amy, did you know that 70% of digestion actually should take place in the mouth?
Wow, but so many of us, since we live in such a fast-paced society and we're scarfing down our foods while we're running from appointment to appointment or something, or in the car or something like that, I think there's some certain number of times you're supposed to chew, and I have a feeling that I'm one of those people that doesn't do it like I'm supposed to because I seem to gulp down my food. But yeah, it's a big problem, and 70% of Americans is a huge number.
Yeah, well, 70% of digestion.
Yeah, 70% of digestion.
Yeah, it takes place due to chewing, and the enzymes that are contributed by the body in the breakdown of food, 70% of them are contributed in the mouth. And so without chewing thoroughly, and I'm talking 50 chews per bite as an experiment, put as much food in your mouth as you possibly can, and then do not swallow. Keep chewing and use your tongue to move that food in and around your mouth until your teeth have thoroughly crushed it. And I promise you that after 50 chews, the largest amount of food that you could fit in your mouth will be reduced to less than a teaspoon in volume. And you'll be amazed. And so when that enters your digestive tract, it is already 70% digested and will rapidly be able to be assimilated and used by your body, which will help you win the war against that too rapid of digestion, which leads to malabsorption. So thoroughly chewing your food is very, very important. And Amy, why don't you go down those list of foods that we would hope that people would avoid because they really contribute to this sort of accelerated production of metabolic waste and glucose and the lack of nutrients.
Well, it's we recommend to cut out processed sugars or of any kind, or white foods, which would be white sugar, white flour, white rice. Also to cut out carbonated beverages like sodas and coffee, and to cut out gluten as much as possible from the diet.
Yeah, gluten and cow's milk are dairy products as well. We've actually given some people some of our favorite foods that they could have an abundance of that actually help you sort of put on the pounds, and it's good stuff that, for example, I know that that what worked for me better than anything is when I started adding these five foods to my diet. And so that is goat's milk, bananas, avocados, believe it or not, hard-boiled eggs or hemp protein, brown rice, broccoli, oily fish. When I started including more of those things into my diet, I was able to add the 10 pounds that I had been looking for. And so I went from 175 up to around 180, 185, and it feels good. And probably the primary thing, Amy, is that goat's milk.
Yeah, the goat's milk is a very important component.
And everybody knows that bananas are very, very gummy. You know, they're going to stick to your intestines. They're going to take their time in their digestion. Avocados, also very gummy. You know, if you've ever made guacamole, you could see that.
They have very good oils, the good fats.
Mm-hmm, exactly, as do bananas. And then, you know, obviously, in the hard-boiled eggs, you've got good, you know, good quality protein and fats as well if you use the organic, you know, omega eggs, the ones that we recommend. And, of course, nuts. I mean, how many vegetarians have you known that said, you know, I started eating a bunch of nuts and I gained weight?
Right. Exactly, because they're nutrient-dense, but they have the good oils there. You know, they're high in calories.
Speaking of good oils, we recommend the oily fish.
Oily fish as well.
Brown rice and broccoli, which people don't realize broccoli is probably the highest protein of all the green foods. And so it's always good to get broccoli, that, you know, a good food for helping. It's one of the weight gain vegetable, you might say. Broccoli is one of those that's really high in protein, so it helps you build more muscle. But, Amy, we always recommend these foods. Do you want to comment anything more about the diet? I mean, just the spacing of the meals, the foods you eat, the foods you avoid, before you go on and let us know what nutritional supplements we recommend?
Yeah, basically just wanted to reiterate that, you know, the smaller, more frequent meals, so you're not overwhelming your already probably weakened digestive system by dumping 3 really big, heavy meals on it a day. So I think that is a very important, and for multiple conditions, you know, there's going to be multiple positive side effects from cutting out the white sugar, the white flour, the white rice, and the carbonated and caffeinated beverages from your diet.
Absolutely, and don't forget to chew, and chew some more. And but Amy, there really are some pretty serious conditions that could lead to this. And what I've done is sort of gone down and we have, you know, really created what I think is a comprehensive approach. And not everything is for everybody, but let's start out by listing what supplements are on the, you know, the helpful list for weight gain, and then we'll explain why in a moment.
Okay, well, we have Virasure, we have Immunomax, we have the Master Amino Complex, we have the Rice Bran Solubles, one of my favorites, the Activated Barley, Enzyme Advantage, Advanced Probiotic, and Super Male Formula.
Great, and some of the alternative treatments that we obviously know can be very helpful. Why don't you share some of those with our audience?
Acupuncture has been shown helpful in the battle against or gaining weight. Also, lymph node massage has been shown successful, as well as guided visualization. So what exactly do you mean, Dave, by guided visualization?
Well, that could be, you know, that could be prayer. It could be meditation where you just keep thinking positively and imagining, you know, that, yeah, my cells are healing themselves, my digestion is getting better, you know, I'm taking the right steps, I see things getting better. It's just the same as a positive mental attitude. Think of it as sort of like the secret in a way. Just, you know, just asking, you know, for and receiving those things that that you deserve in life. And so just knowing that you can, knowing that you will, is half the battle. And so, you know, that can happen during prayer, meditation, yoga. It can happen in a number of ways, depending upon who you are and how you interpret life.
Awesome. Cool. Well, let's go down each of the nutritional supplements and talk about how you should take it and why you put this in the weight gain battle plan. So let's start out with Virasure.
Okay, well, let's talk about things like ulcerative colitis. Let's talk about lupus. Let's talk about some of these conditions like like hypothyroidism. They're all going to have different root causes. Well, when you look at say colitis, and when you look at some of the other things, there might be unfortunately, when your body gets weak, you get a lot of viruses. And viruses are parasites, in a way of speaking. They take over the cells, and it begins to weaken your immune system. And I think when you start to address any digestive disorder, it's good to attack the lowered immune system and the bugs that may have sort of taken over your body. And so that means we want to take those foods that are going to help us eliminate those parasitic viruses. And so Virasure is a combination of red marine algae. We keep hearing them, you know, the cures that doctors don't want you to hear about. Well, we had red marine algae long before that book came out.
Right.
we combined it with neem and with oil of oregano, olive leaf extract. These are the most powerful antiviral foods that exist in nature. We put them all together. So I recommend VirusSure, Amy, because of that potential viral component that not only causes reduced immunity, but that weakening of the body due to the parasitic impact of viruses.
Absolutely. Now, what about Immunomax? As we talked about, we stressed earlier that being underweight can lead to lower immunity and subsequently more illnesses, which can lead to lost productivity, time off work, just time out of your life. So let's talk a little bit about how Immunomax can help.
Exactly. What we wanted to do is hit the underlying strength of the body, and we wanted to begin to strengthen the body on the physiological level so that when you begin to, you know, heal your digestive tract, your overall immune system is rising. That rising tide of strength in your body is going to be felt, and Immunomax will reverse the compromised immune system that happens when we don't digest our food well. Malabsorption leads to susceptibility to illness. We want you to be strong, so the Immunomax, along with the VirusSure, Amy, are going to hit that underlying. They are going to boost the immunity tremendously, and they are going to hit the underlying bacterial, viral, and bacterial, viral, but it is going to deal with those types of underlying
fungal,
reasons.
Fungal, also the VirusSure
fungal,
is great
you.
With fungal,
yeah.
Parasitic, viral, bacterial, infections.
It was protozoa and funguses that I was looking for, so you got me there.
Okay, cool. the Immunomax and the VirusSure are just like a really awesome 1-2 punch.
Because let's face it, we've seen the people who have AIDS. We've seen the people who have cancer. We've seen the people who have lupus. We've seen all of these people who are, you know, having difficulty gaining weight. They all have the compromised immunity. We give them these products, and they're immediately feeling better. And when you're feeling stronger, you're more able to have the discipline and to have the mental and physical capacity to carry out the rest of this program. So even though it doesn't seem important to some who are listening, I think it's a very important aspect of it. But the next thing is building up your muscles, and the next two products deal with that. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Master Aminos and Rice Bran Solubles?
Well, the Master Aminos are essential because they bypass the digestive system and go straight to the lymphatic system and helps the body to quickly build muscle. And it's a pre-digested all vegetarian protein. And
that means soy?
No, it's not from soy. It's from a legume, but it's not from from soy. So if you have any worries about being allergic to soy. And this product has been used clinically with elderly people in regards to muscle wasting when they're laying in the hospital bed, when perhaps they've lost mobility due to a stroke or broken bone, and just some really amazing results. So this is an absolute must if you're looking to gain weight.
And also what's great about this is that it gets into the body in 22 minutes and starts building, bypasses the digestive system, as you said, and that makes it just the ideal food, because we're dealing with malabsorption, we're dealing with an inability to utilize the nutrients in food. This is going to bypass the digestive tract. It's going to enter through the lymphatic system, go to muscle, and build that muscle. Nothing could be more important than that. Now, Rice Bran Solubles has gamma-orzinol, and gamma-orzinol is the only natural substance that's been shown to help the body exceed its natural weight. In other words, gamma-orzinol helps muscles grow larger than they typically would if you didn't have gamma-orzinol. So for those who are looking to add those couple of ego pounds, and a lot of women really need to add a couple of pounds just to feel and look healthy and to stop being cold all the time, the Rice Bran Solubles is great for that purpose. It's a great addition to, you know, the master aminos for helping to build muscle mass. But there's more to rice bran solubles nutritionally. It is so highly absorbent and digestible. Tell the people a little bit about what rice bran solubles actually is.
Well, it's a soluble portion of brown rice, of the rice bran, the outermost portion that when we eat the white rice, it's all been completely stripped away. And it's a soluble portion, so if you're boiling it, it's going away, basically. So it's something that by cooking our food, we're not really getting. We're losing that benefit.
And now we're talking about people who are having a difficult time absorbing nutrients because the whole, you know, digestion of food. I mean, this is the most highly bioavailable source of things like B1, B2, B3, B6, B12. It's loaded with vitamin E equivalents called tocotrienols and trienols. And so what we're looking at here is another extremely high nutrient dense and very, very easy to assimilate source of nutrients. So we're starting to see a consistent pattern here in the foods that we're recommending, like the master aminos and the rice bran solubles, are going to be ideal foods for someone who doesn't have a very high, you know, level of absorption. And that's why green foods might be as important as well, because green foods not only are nutrient dense, but they help to heal the intestinal tract. The next two ingredients we're going to talk about, green foods and activated barley, are going to help to heal those intestines, heal that intestinal tract, working with the virus here, of course, together to do that. Why don't you tell people why green foods are so absolutely important in the next component, the next area, which is healing those intestines?
Well, basically, like you were saying, there's no residue. It's almost pre-digested, so it's very easy for the body to assimilate and gain access from the nutrients in the green foods. Also very alkalizing to the body, which is very, very important. And there's been a study done on wheatgrass, actually, in fact, showing what a dramatic effect that it had on healing the body of ulcers in the colon or ulcerative colitis. So the wheatgrass or the green foods, whether it's organic kombu blend or whether it's the organic barley green juice, are both essentially important, very, very important to get those green leafy vegetable nutrients in the diet. And oftentimes green vegetables can cause gas, can cause bloating. If your teeth are weakened, it's hard to chew because they're very fibrous, where these two products that I'm recommending or that we're talking about here, the fiber has been removed, so your body has instant access to the delicate nutrients of the green foods, of the juice. So that's why the organic kombu blend or the organic barley green juice would be the two superior or the green foods that we would recommend if you're trying to gain weight.
Absolutely. Now, as you noted, the main reason for green foods is because they help to heal the intestines, and they're highly nutrient dense and pre-digested, just as is the master aminos. And the rice bran is not necessarily pre-digested, but it is such a soluble portion, so assimilable, that it literally is as assimilable a source of the nutrients that it provides, the B vitamins, etc., as anything that is available to the human body. Now, another thing, when we talk about healing the intestines, we have our 40X aloe vera. And I always talk about the five types of mucopolysaccharides in aloe vera and how each one of them does something really special. We talk about, of course, the one that helps control blood glucose, so it's good for diabetes. We talk about the one that helps control tumor growth, so it's good for cancer. We talk about the one that helps rejuvenate our cells, so it's great for anti-aging. We talk about the one that suspends nutrients in the bloodstream, and so when you take it together with the cherry, it makes that melatonin stay in the bloodstream for three times longer. But what we also forget about is that aloe vera is most famous as a healer of tissue. whether it be outside or inside the body, nothing helps tissue to heal faster than aloe vera. So mixing our aloe vera with your green drink is a fantastic way to up the alkalizing, increase the enzymes, increase the mineral content, and of course, dramatically increase its ability to heal the intestinal wall. But we have a third superstar that helps to heal the intestines. Why don't you tell them why we're so excited about activated barley?
Well, activated barley contains soluble beta-glucan that converts to a gel and latches onto the intestines to slowly feed nutrients into the bloodstream. And this is so important because most people who are suffering from being underweight have hyperdigestion, or that fast, that too quick of a digestive process. So this gel really slows down the digestive process, so the already inadequate, basically, digestive system has time to extract these nutrients out of the activated barley and into the bloodstream.
Exactly, because most people are moving way too fast, and this is a beta-glucan gel, very healthy, reduces cholesterol, stabilizes blood glucose, helps to introduce nutrients into the blood in a very slow and consistent way. It is fantastic for the purpose of healing colitis and lupus and other things because of its ability to, through beta-glucan 1,3,1,6, which is a healing, immune-boosting, sulfated polysaccharide, not a mucopolysaccharide like the aloe, but a polysaccharide that is phenomenal for the body. Now, Amy, we talk about an inability to properly digest food, and we talk about, you know, the need to restore healing and normalcy to the intestines, but the small intestine is not the only intestine we need to help heal. We need to help heal that large intestine and the colon, and the way to do that is with Enzyme Advantage and Advanced Probiotic Blend. Would you take a moment and tell people we've now gone to the immune-boosting component, we've gone to the muscle building and sort of bulking component. We've gone into the healing the intestines component, and now we got to get into the healing the colon and really finishing that whole digestive process below the duodenum, below the small intestine. So why don't you tell people about the benefit of Enzyme Advantage and Advanced Probiotic Blend?
Sure. Basically, the Enzyme Advantage is a great enzyme product that improves the digestion and aids in the breakdown of foods. Many of us don't produce adequate amounts of enzymes, and so we could all use a little boost sometimes, especially with the inadequate digestive system we probably have if we're underweight. Also, the advanced probiotic assists in the elimination of yeast and toxins and heavy metals, which could also be contributing to the lack of digestion. And probiotics also play a vital role in your immunity as well. So by having that friendly bacteria populated in the large intestine, it's really going to keep your immunity boosted and can really basically overpower the candida and the toxins and the bad bacteria that you may be encountering.
Absolutely. What happens many times is that candida could get up into the body and contribute to many of these conditions. But most importantly, when you have these loose stools, which is another symptom of malabsorption, and a lot of people who are underweight tend to have loose stools, this is going to cause what is called auto-intoxication as well, where toxins in the food get recycled back into the blood, leading to that, again, contributing to the overall problem. Now, there is one last sort of I don't know what you could call it, the quiver or arrow in our quiver, and that is super male formula, because it builds testosterone in the body and helps increase physical endurance. Now, I know that, Amy, you oftentimes ask me, what about women? Can they take super male formula? And the truth of the matter is, while they may want to take it only for a limited time, let's say 2 to 3 months, while they really convert their body and reverse this condition, then they could, you know, discontinue taking it. But by all means, it will be as beneficial to them as it builds that, again, builds that endurance, and, you know, which is so important, so vital to, you know, to feeling strong again. And so I strongly recommend that women don't worry that it's a super male formula, and just know that it will feed their body with different herbs that are going to be very important in, you know, immune boosting, strength building, endurance, and all of that. So this is an extremely comprehensive program. It absolutely will work. We could guarantee that because we are addressing underlying problems of immunity. We're addressing we are absolutely addressing the lack of the body's ability to absorb nutrients quickly by providing you with the protein, providing you with the fat, providing you with the nutrients, providing you with the carbohydrates. We've got you with highly digestible carbohydrate, highly digestible protein, highly digestible fat, highly digestible vitamins and minerals and nutrients from food. And when we do that, that is complementing those foods that are going to stick to your body, the goat's milk, the bananas, the avocados, you know, the oily fish, the brown rice, the broccoli. Those foods are going to stick with you. They're going to help build your body bigger and stronger. Those are the foods that are used by Olympic wrestlers and by people who are trying to bulk up. So, Amy's put together a nice list of things for us to take. So let's go very quickly. The Virasure and the Immunomax will be taken to the label copy exactly as we describe. The Master Amino Complex will be taken 10 a day. You'll take 3 in the morning, 4 in the afternoon, and 3 in the late afternoon. The Rice Bran Solubles will be mixed into the green drink and taken 2 to 3 times a day, along with the activated barley.
So all three of those mixed together, right?
What's that?
The rice bran activated and green all mixed together, right?
It'd all be mixed together, and the aloe vera could be thrown in there as well.
Great.
The Enzyme Advantage and the Advanced Probiotic Blend will be taken just as the label copy says, as will the Super Male Formula, 4 to 6 a day. So it's a pretty simple program to adhere to. It truly will. If you are looking to, you know, correct these conditions in your body, this is a huge step toward that, and I think that this is going to be, you know, Amy, this is one of our smallest attended calls. We've only got about 40 people listening tonight because not that many people associate, you know, with this problem. Why don't why don't you remind people, though, how important it is to share this and to get it out to those people who might need it.
Right, because as we've talked, I'm sure you've identified someone that you know that this is applicable to, even if you maybe didn't think about them before the call. So if you want to pass it along, you can have them call the replay line starting tomorrow by dialing 212-461-8911. Also, tomorrow we'll have an audio link posted on our website at www.phporder.com under the Education tab. And if we have your email, we will email you out the web link. So you can just forward that right along to your friend or family, and they can click on that web link and hear the audio right there on their computer. So, great. Well, I think that brings us to the end of our content portion of the call, and I'm glad that you went down the protocol and how you recommend to use the product safe. So would you like to open it up for questions, or did you have any final commentary before we did that?
Well, the only thing I wanted to say was that I appreciate the great job that you've done tonight, and I think that it was a difficult subject to cover. It has so many different components. We hope that we weren't too all over the board for you guys. You know, we hope that the information was clear and concise. If not, you know, this is the time to ask a question and to help clarify something. So it's very, very important that everybody hits *6 on their phone if they have not already. If you have done that already, don't do it again, because it will unlock it. Each time you do it, it either turns it on or turns it off. If you do it once, it turns it on. If you do it twice, it turns it off. So we have had a problem recently with background noise that have made our question and answer sessions impossible. So we ask that all of you please listen and cooperate by muting out your background noise, and we are going to do our best to take a number of calls and clarify any subject matter that you may have a question about. I want to thank you again for joining us tonight. Amy, fantastic job, always as always, and I hope that people learned a little bit about this subject tonight.
Awesome. Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and open it up, and do we have any questions out there tonight for Dave? Any questions for Dave? Hi.
Hello.
Dave?
Yes.
Hi, this is Flory. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Flory.
I don't have probably a question, but I just want to reinforce that it was a beautiful, beautiful, incredible class, and I learned much more. I was very interested for a long time how to gain weight, and of course, since I'm attending all these classes every Wednesday, and every class, Dave, when you are mentioning about a product that will help to gain weight. So I'm very happy that I was able to achieve my normal weight that I want to have it during many months, and then practically was exactly how Dave was saying. Rice bran soluble was just fantastic because I double up. You know, if you use one scoop, I use two scoops every time. Activated barley. The aloe, the Virasure, I think what was helping me also that Dave, when I was at the Oasis retreat, he was giving us in the morning the breakfast with steel-cut oats and the hard-boiled eggs, and then that was helping a lot too. So I incorporate a lot of things, plus chewing more. Absolutely everything that he said, it really works. And Master Amino is just one of my favorite. When I start a few months ago, I was thinking, oh my God, this is not working. And then after a period of months, absolutely I could see the results. So I gained 16 pounds. So it's just beautiful.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes, you do. And I remember you look great, Flory. Thank you for that. And we do have some people who haven't hit star 6 and are having a conversation. Sound like if you're out there and you're having a conversation with an Italian accent, we're talking to you. So please do hit star 6.
Any other questions out there tonight?
Yes, Amy, I had a question.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, this is Lucina. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you doing tonight?
Good. And how are you? Okay. I had a question about it, like if you want to give your teenager to gain weight, everything that Dave said tonight, would that be possible to imply or anything to deduct from that? Or?
Well, this is what we talked about. That was the subject, sweetie, was gaining weight.
Right, but is it suitable for a teenager? I mean, that's what
absolutely.
I'm asking.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, okay. It applies to everything except for infants.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, absolutely, definitely.
All right. I just had a question on that.
Okay,
great.
Yeah.
No problem at all.
Thank you.
Remember that if you actually, you know, the Japanese actually use chlorella to accelerate their height and to accelerate their growth as far as height goes as well. So, you know, that could sort of be added to a growth battle plan, I guess. Are there any other questions out there?
Amy?
Yeah.
This is Esther.
Hi, Esther.
Hello, Esther.
I have a question. I came in. I was out, and I came in. I just got the tail line of it. But I need to probably listen to your replay again. You said something about gaining weight.
Yes, the call was all about gaining weight tonight. So, call in the replay line tomorrow or check it out on the website.
Right. And any time tomorrow?
It should be available in the morning. Yeah.
Oh, in the morning. Okay.
Uh-huh. It'll run on that line for one whole week.
Okay.
And that number again, in case you missed it, was 212-461-8911.
It's in the book, so I can, you know.
Yeah, okay, great, great.
And I will get to that.
Awesome.
But I'm waiting for my rice bran and to come. It should come by either today or tomorrow.
Oh, awesome. Okay, well, great.
I ordered a few things, that red cherry. And I'd like to know, you know, because... The the, what do you call it, the coconut oil.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I changed oil, and I can tell you all the things I went through, but it's getting a lot better.
Oh, great.
It's time to change your oil. That's what we tell people.
Yeah, right. And I changed oil, I tell you. My head was just so foggy, I couldn't even think. And now I'm breaking out all over, but it's getting better.
But well, the coconut oil, I've never, ever had anybody get any type of acne or anything from the coconut oil. A lot of times people get, I've never had anybody have any negative symptoms from taking the coconut oil. It helps with parasites, it stimulates the thyroid, makes the skin so soft, helps with digestion and losing weight. Remember, that's not a weight gain part. But thank you for your commentary and appreciate you using
it. I think it's clearing up because you see, actually my head is not foggy, but it's just itchy. My skin is itchy, and things, but, you know, on it's just toxins are really coming out because I know that oil with the omega 3. I mean.
The caprylic acid
the
and
caprylic
the
acid.
Out.
Yeah.
We did a whole conference call and a whole battle plan about candida.
What's that?
About candida and it. So you might want to take a listen or check that out because it sounds like.
What did you have?
We did a whole conference call about candida.
Well, I wasn't on yet because I just got mine. Okay.
Yeah,
right.
You can listen
on the website.
Oh. What do I say when I listen to it? Maybe
I was just saying what we had talked about before is,
right.
Yeah, you can check that Candida detoxification battle plan out on the website, and
mm-hmm.
It sounds like some of the things you might have been describing is going through some...
Because I got someone else started on this, and she said she's having all this headache. I says you're detoxing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great. Well, let's see if there's any other questions, and if we could start things now.
Hi, Dave.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, this is Hyacinth. I'm a little concerned about Corella. Can it be mixed with the spirulina or the other greens, or it has to be taken all by itself?
It could be mixed with all the other greens, no problem at all.
Okay, I have always, been a little hesitant to mix it with the others. I tried to take it all by itself. I wasn't aware that it could be mixed with them. So
absolutely. In fact, if you look at our best of greens, we mix it together there as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even in more greens, Dave, you have both. You have cracked chlorella and spirulina.
You do, yes.
All right.
And broccoli a lot, which is for gaining weight, so it's wonderful.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions out there tonight?
We're still getting a lot of background noise, so if we could ask you to start six.
Pardon me. Some time ago, I think you said that it should be taken like for a month, and you rest and take it, more or less skip for another month, and then you shouldn't take it as straight as you would take the other greens. Is that so?
What I said was that chlorella is expensive mm-hmm. compared to spirulina.
Right.
And so because nutrient-wise, they're nearly identical,
okay.
But the ability of chlorella to detoxify heavy metals and help to repair cells means that I like to use it for about 3 or 4 months a year, so every third or every fourth month, I switch from using spirulina to using chlorella, and that is a way of incorporating both into my diet without having to use each of them every day.
Okay.
There's nothing that's not safe about chlorella using it every day.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't mind the additional expense above the cost of spirulina, then by all means take it every day because it has its own benefits that will be, worth that expense. But I, as you know, that my audience in New York was a very poor audience, and I didn't want to tell them to go out and spend the chlorella money every single day when the spirulina money would do the job that they were seeking.
Okay, right. I understand fully. Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. Any other questions out there tonight?
Do you have a battle plan for the gaining weight?
We will have that up on the website or available to be mailing out by Friday.
I was afraid somebody would ask that. We're about a day behind. It'll be up on the website by Friday for sure.
Because I never gained weight. I just remained the same size. And now that I'm, you know, like 72 years old, I am a little concerned because I look a little too lean, too gaunt.
Right.
And I really was thinking recently, what can I do to gain some weight?
Awesome.
Right, right.
I hope this will help me.
Well, I hope you'll let us know how it worked for you. It's worked for so many people, and this has been so fun. I really enjoy this portion of the call. Are there any other questions?
Mm-hmm.
I have one question.
Thanks much.
Sure, go ahead, please.
Yes, hi, this is Beatrice from Lodi. I have this lately very sweet cravings that I go for every single chocolate that goes around, and I want to know if there is any advice on how to maybe stop resisting the desire to go for sweets, and this is something that's been going on for about 2-3 weeks, and I'm not pregnant.
Okay, here's the important thing. In both, let's say if you take Ayurvedic medicine, the opposite of sweet. Amy, could you mute it, please?
Sure. There we go.
Okay, there we go. In Ayurvedic belief, the opposite of sweet is bitter. And if you want to cure sweet, you've got to increase bitter. In macrobiotic, the opposite, of course, is of heat is cooling. And so those sugars are both sweet and hot. And so what you need to do is you need to get bitter and cold, and that'll stop the cravings for sweet and hot. And what's bitter and cold? Those are your greens. Those are your wheatgrass juice. Those are, you know, your mustard greens, your collard greens, but like wheatgrass juice, oatgrass juice, you know, these are your cooling foods. These are your bitter foods, and those are what's going to stop the craving for the sweets, and nothing else will.
And let go.
Thank you for that answer, Dave.
Thank you.
I think. Did we have any other questions?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, please.
I want to know what website I can go to find this product.
You know what? Could you repeat that one more time? I apologize. I couldn't hear.
I want to know what's the website I can find this product.
Oh, sure. You can go to www.phporder.com.
I want to know another question about amino acid.
Uh-huh.
Amino.
Is this like whey protein, or is just because they talk
no.
a lot about whey protein is not good for your health, so I want to know is the same thing.
No.
Well, here's the thing. Whey protein, you can even the best whey protein. The best whey protein is microprocessed, casein-free, and lactose-free. That's the one that we put into our Nutrition Now meal option. And it certainly is good for you. But the Master Aminos are a patented product with 36 clinical studies. They're pure vegetarian, and they're 99.5% utilized in the metabolism within your body. Well, as whey protein is only about 45 to 50% utilized, which means that 50% of it needs to be eliminated as metabolic waste. So the Master Aminos work much faster. They are far more effective, but that doesn't mean that whey protein is bad. It just means it can't compare to the Master Aminos. It's like the difference between a fast train and a jet plane. You know, a fast train is fast. But a jet plane is just in a different class.
I have another question. I have a daughter, 1 year old. She's 1 year old. She has a mold, a black mold on the test, I think, on the blood, because they're doing blood tests. Then she has a lot of candida.
You got to go to the website and download the Candida Battle Plan, or if you don't have web access, call us and we'll mail it to you. We have a whole comprehensive battle plan about fighting Candida. There's also a conference call that's archived on the website that'll give you a lot of information about that as well.
What about black mold? She's just 1 year old.
For mold, Amy, could you hit the thing, please?
Okay.
The question is, what about black mold? Now, we can't make any medical claims to that whatsoever, but what we can do is to help you to fight it by building your immune system and detoxifying your blood. The coconut oil is going to be good because it has antiviral, antifungal, anti-mold properties. And so the, you know, obviously the coconut oil would be extremely important. The Virasure, the Immunomax would be important, as would the coconut oil, as would the aloe vera, please forgive me. So those are the things that I would recommend right off the bat for the black mold. Again, would be the aloe vera, the coconut oil, and the Immunomax. But there's no guarantees that that'll work because I don't have a wide amount of experience or exposure to this. It's just what comes to mind to me as what should work.
Awesome. Well, great. Well, I want to thank you, Dave, again for all the awesome information that you presented on tonight's call, and thank you for being with us. We will be back with you next week, and it looks like there is a new battle plan on the way about Parkinson's disease. So please, everyone, tune in with us next week, and everyone have a wonderful evening and a very good night.
Okay, and remember that we are not here to diagnose or treat disease, only to share with you the benefits and the miracle of eating right, and we hope that you've inspired you to do so tonight. God bless everybody, and thank you for having joined us.
Awesome. Good night.
Good night, Amy.
Good night.
Okay.
Night all.